Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 7 of Real Talk Real Estate. My name is Aaron Luttrell. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage. Today's episode is episode 7, or as I've been dubbing them, kind of putting the numbers out, episode 007. So today I wanted to talk about something kind of James Bond themed, in my opinion, a little nerdy, but as you may know, I'm a bit of a nerd myself. So today I want to talk about something specific to real estate marketing, which is a big topic right now as far as real estate photography and videography goes, and that is real estate drone usage. A lot of people do not realize in the state of Indiana, in order to utilize a drone for any kind of aerial photography or videography or anything that you're putting together for any kind of real estate marketing program, you actually have to utilize a licensed pilot. Now, I actually am lucky enough to be associated with FC Tucker MG Realtors. We noticed the importance of being able to utilize this kind of technology in the marketing that we're doing, and we want to offer the very latest and greatest technology to our sellers. So we actually have a on-staff licensed drone pilot that we utilize to do a lot of our videography for our listings and marketing. So just to kind of get into some of the things that you can do with drones, the first thing I want to talk about is that there are multiple different kinds of drones that exist out there. They range in price from like $500 to thousands of dollars if you want to get into something like that. One of the kinds that we actually have another agent who's got one, is this DJI Phantom. This is one kind of drone that exists that has an onboard stabilizing gimbal for the camera that will actually shoot 4K images, and that's 4K video and as well as a high megapixel resolution photographs. Now, these kind of pieces of technology and equipment can be utilized a lot of times for different purposes. I've actually used drone footage in multiple listings that I have listed for properties that have a lot of acreage. Maybe it's a home on a few acres that I want to show a lot of the aerial surroundings to kind of show where the property's located, give an idea of where the boundary lines are. Sometimes we can overlay some drawings of the property boundary approximation for people to kind of get an idea of what the property looks like. So if they're out walking around or have an idea of what's going on, they can see all the other stuff around the boundaries, so they kind of have an idea of where all the land lays. In addition to that, I've also utilized it on some vacant ground that I have listed currently under contract up in Princeton, Indiana. We had a great video tour flyover of the entire property. There's actually a lake on the property where we could fly right over it and give you an idea of what it looks like, as well as show a couple of the barns that are on the property there as well. Just a lot of cool uses that you can utilize it for. Some other things that people don't realize you can do is these drones can come in pretty compact, small sizes that you can actually fly directly into a home to give a real smooth fly-through feel video tour of the property. One of the cool things that people are doing these days. I think drones are one of the coolest things that are being utilized right now. Kind of a trendy thing to do, but not everybody offers that as part of their listing package or part of their marketing that they have. So the fact that I have access and ability to put that together with kind of the stuff that I'm doing, marketing my properties with digital marketing and content online and stuff like that, having the ability to put that together so people have a better comprehensive overview of what my listings look like is just one of the things that I offer and that we offer here at FC Tucker MG Realtors. Now, I did mention, like I said previously, that you do have to have a licensed pilot who shoots all the photography and videography and everything with those drones. Now, I don't know that you had to be licensed to own a drone and be able to fly one, but if you want to use it for any kind of commercial purpose, whether that be surveying or real estate or any other kind of videography or photography that you're utilizing that you're selling as a service, you definitely have to have someone who is a licensed pilot who is certified and able to be able to fly those. What people don't realize is there's a lot of things that go into making sure that you're actually conforming to FAA regulations, rather, before you're flying a drone for any kind of commercial usage as well. Scotty, my buddy who is a pilot with the company, he actually said he was out at a property recently for another agent trying to do an aerial video, and he was close enough to the airport that it actually set up a boundary and said that you can't fly into this Class C airspace. So that's one of the things that you kind of have to keep in mind anytime you're wanting to get a drone tour done if you're in proximity to an airport. He said there is an ability to actually file a petition with the FAA and get it put in that they can actually get you access and get you a code to be able to fly in that airspace, but you have to have a 90-day notification period beforehand before you're able to do that. So it's kind of cool what you can do with drones these days. They're really cool technology that honestly, not all that expensive when you really get right down to it. So if you've got any questions about how to utilize drones in real estate or in any other kind of commercial usage, I'd love to have a conversation about it. Just let me know in the comments down below anything you want to talk about, or you can send me a message here on Facebook as well. Also, feel free to give me a call anytime. You can reach me at 812-779-6273, and we can talk about anything real estate that you want to discuss. Also, want to let you know I have created a playlist here on my Facebook page that you can go to. It's called Real Talk Real Estate. It has a chronological order of viewing of all of the videos that I've been putting together that you can go back and watch anytime. Do you charge more for a drone? Absolutely not. As a listing agent, that is not something that I charge more for. That is a service that I offer. Thank you for that question, Kathleen. That is a service that I offer as a listing agent that I do not charge for in my marketing package. It is something that I may say that some properties are going to be better utilized for a drone shoot than other properties, just because the nature of where they're located or things that are on the property that may have an impact on that. But I don't charge my sellers anymore for utilizing that drone. That is a service that I provide in marketing that I pay for whenever I am providing that service. So that is a fantastic question. So like I was saying, you can check out all my videos on the playlist here. It's called hashtag Real Talk Real Estate. I'm live at 5 every Monday, so make sure that you come back and share these videos with anyone you know who has any questions about what the reality behind real estate is. I'll see you next week, and have a happy Thanksgiving.